Hello, my name is Jeff Johnston from Red Hat. The following demo displays the functionality of the Eclipse Changelog plugin. The plugin aids in the creation of changelog entries for projects that use changelog entries. To start, let's look at the preferences under Window. You'll note that there is a new set of preferences under the name Changelog. In there, we can specify what name and email address we would like to use for our changelog entries. By default, the name will be the user ID of that we're using on the machine, and our email address will be our user ID at machine ID. Let's change these to be correct and save this. Use my Red Hat ID in this particular case. So we're going to save that. The Changelog plugin supports team repository projects, example CVS or Subversion. It uses the repository to calculate modifications, deletions of files, and added files. In addition, the Changelog plugin provides parsing for C and Java files so that more detail can be provided in the entry, for example, the function and method names of modifications. So we're going to start by making a modification to an existing file, hello.c, which is in the sources project. We're just going to do something simple here and just add a comment. Okay, I'm going to save that. Now, let's delete an existing file. So we're gonna delete the news file here. And finally, we're gonna add a new file to sources. Just something simple. And we'll call it sum.file. We don't need to add any information in there. I'm just going to close that to show another feature later. So, within the now that we've done all this, we'd like to prepare a changelog entry for all of our changes. There are two ways that we can do this. From the project menu, we can select the project, and from the project menu, there is a prepare changelog option. You'll notice that it also has the shortcut of Control-Alt-P. We can use the Control-Alt-P within the editor itself. So let's do that now and see what happens. Now what it's doing is it's queried the repository, and you'll notice that it recognizes the fact that news has been removed. It noticed some project files that get added that got added as part of creating this as an AutoTools project. These are legitimate new files. It also caught the sum.file that we added. In addition, you'll notice that for hello.c, it recognizes that the main method has been modified. And you'll also notice that it used the name and the email address that we set up before in our preferences. If we hold the control key down and then move the mouse over a file, you'll notice that it underlines. Well, this allows us, if we hit enter at the same time, this will open the file for us in the editor. And you notice how it opened our new sum.file, which is an empty file. If we go back to the changelog, you notice that the changelog isn't saved yet. So what happens if we want to do something after the fact? So we've created our full changelog entry for the project, but we want to change one additional file, or let's say, for example, we want to edit authors. Okay, so let's bring up authors. And I'm going to say addition here. So I'm going to save this file. So I'd like to add this to my changelog entry, but I don't want to create a full changelog entry for the project because I don't want it. I mean, I've already got all those other changes. So what can I do? Well, there's a couple things. One, the one thing I can do is add a single entry. I can add a single entry through the edit menu, through the changelog, and you notice that it has a shortcut sequence as well, Control-Alt-C. So from the editor, I can hit Control-Alt-C. I should be able to. And you notice that it added authors for me. And I say new author. All right. So the final thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to save these I'm going to save the changelog entry here. I'd like to use this changelog entry as my comment for my commit. I can do this through a special key sequence in the changelog editor of Control-Alt-V. Control-Alt-V will take a diff of the changelog with the one in the repository. So typically this will be the last changelog entry I made. If I made any other changes in the changelog, those will also show up. So if I'm playing games with formatting or fixing typos in otherwhere, the Control-Alt-V probably isn't useful in that particular case. The nice thing is that the Control-Alt-V will place the results into the clipboard. So I'm going to do that. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, let's go through a team commit here on this CVS project. So I do a team commit. And I'm just going to say binary for those files. And there's where the comment would go. I just hit Control-V, which would do a regular paste from the clipboard. And you notice that it clipped my entry. So everything is quite easy. So that's the end of the demo. If you'd like further information, please look at the eclipse.org Linux Tools project for further information regarding the changelog plugin and other Linux Tools plugins and how to install them from the update site for your Eclipse. And I'm just going to cancel this. Thank you very much.